When it finally comes to men supporting other men, or maybe women supporting other women, this is gender-based, you know. This helps the genders with the issues they are facing, and also gives room to uplift each other, respect each other, take care of each other as a gender, because each gender knows the issues they're going through. They have the problems they want to address, or they know the pains they're going through because they're the same gender, you know. So there's also, as in, they are also important as any other support, as in men supporting men and women supporting women. It's the same as any other support system out there. It's the same as family supporting family, friends supporting friends, or maybe spouses supporting other spouses. Especially now that we're in the, you know, pandemic mode, everyone, everywhere, anytime, everywhere is in need of support. So any support system right now, any kind of support, any amount of support anyone shows you, I think it really, really matters. It really matters, and it does a lot of good. It does a lot of good. And so there are some few questions about support system, regarding support system. And the first one I can ask you, or I can ask myself, or anyone else: do you get support from your family? Do you get support from your friends? Do you get support from maybe your neighbors? Do you get support from your lover or your spouse? Do you get support from the other women or other men? It depends with your gender, of course. If yes, you get support. So this is the answer. If you get support, if it's yes, you get support. Are you thankful for the support? Are you grateful for the support that you got? The support, do you show your happiness and that you're grateful for the support? Are you? That's one of the questions to ask yourself. If you don't get, if it's no, you don't get support from any of the support system, do you hate your family, your friends, or your lover, spouse? Do you hate them? Do you judge them? Or do you try to talk to them about their decision of not supporting you, so that you can understand and probably, you know, move on and hope that next time you want them to support you, hope that they will support you? So the second question is, do you support them? Your family, do you support your friends? Are you there? Are you there for them? Do you support your lover or your spouse? Do you support other men? Do you support other women? Are you a supportive person? If the answer is yes, if you support them, are they grateful? The people that you support, your family, could be your family member, could be your lover, your friend, your neighbor, your classmate, as in, at this point, it's anyone. Do they show some gratitude? Are they grateful? And do they show maybe some happiness and, you know, gratitude? And if the answer is no, do you hate or judge them? If, you know, you support someone, obvious, it's painful to support someone and they don't show like any signs of happiness, any signs of gratitude. I'm sure you'll be like, "Woo, what's happening here?" So do you hate them? Do you judge them? Do you have like, okay, we all feel some type of way. It's okay to feel bad if you support someone and then they don't like show any difference or show any gratitude. But do you hate them? Do you judge them? Or do you try to talk about it, about their decision? And do you try to understand the decision of not supporting you now? You know, maybe they had a situation or something, or maybe they could support you in the future. I don't, okay, at this point, I don't know. But to all those people that have supported me personally, I love them. Be it my family, in my family, I've gotten so much support, emotional, financial support, and they usually back me up. So I love my family so much, and my favorite human being is my little sister and my mom and my cousins and my sisters and my other cousins, as in I have a lot. We all have lots of cousins. I love all of them. So the other question is, okay, the first question was, do you get support? The second question was, do you support them back? So the other question will be, does the relationship get affected? Whether you give support or you don't give. Whether you get support from someone or you don't get support from someone. Does that relationship get affected? Let's see. So when we go to friends for friends, in case of friends, their friendship may or may not be affected. It all depends on the level of trust, the level of love, the level of understanding. So some people lose friendships because of this type of situation, and some don't, by the way. So could be. When we go to family for family, in this case, whether an individual chooses to support a family member, whether they choose not to support that particular family member, the fact that they are still family, that they're still blood related, does not change and can never change. Their emotions toward each other may change, but their blood is still connected and unchanged, okay? When we go to lovers and spouses, supporting their lovers and spouses, in this case, the relationship might be either slightly affected or highly affected, okay? Especially when there is no support. Especially when there's some support, as in slightly meaning there won't be some argument, but you know, one party will be feeling some type of way, will be like, oh, okay, I didn't get support, I won't react, but as in not cool, as in not fair. And highly affected could be, it could result to some serious arguments, and you know, relationships, when argument starts in relationship, oh, it just goes to from bad to worse. So I really hope that you give someone support. If you see someone and you can be able to give support, it's cool. It's a blessing to support someone. It's also a blessing to get support from someone. It's also a blessing to accept support. There are some people who, you know, they, okay, we can't judge such a person, but there are people who think that they can like survive on their own and all that. It depends with sometimes it depends with how people are raised. It depends with the personality of a person. So this is not like it's not a bad thing or something, because we can't help it. There's some people who think, oh, they can do this on their own, but also sometimes when you're facing a hard time, saying yes to receiving support from someone, it's also a blessing.